Great to be back with you. Josh Rountree, Sports Radio 93.7, the Fan. That Mike Tomlin earlier today at the old Tuesdays with Tomlin press conference down on Water Street. There's a lot of truth in what was just said there. You got your good weeks, you got your bad weeks. You can't die with the bad weeks, and you can't go over the top with the good ones. Okay. But that very, very, very accurately sums up the 2025 Pittsburgh Steelers. Sometimes it may be good, sometimes maybe you know the rest. And that's, I think, the frustrating part with this team. I was sitting in the back earlier, and I got to admit, I was just kind of mindlessly scrolling my way through TikTok. And I saw a TikTok pop up, and it was a kid, and he goes, there's three truths in life: death, taxes, and the Steelers at the midway point or around the midway point of an NFL calendar year looking like total dog crap as an organization, and then they somehow beat the Baltimore Ravens. And just like that, just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in. That's the Steelers. It has been the Steelers. It's been the Steelers under Mike Tomlin. It's been them for a decade now, where they do this game. Fans irate at Acrisure. Chants ringing out to fire the head coach. Really, for in that mass, a first time that we have heard a Steelers crowd that vocally upset with its head coach. The Steelers get pounded by Buffalo, a Buffalo team that has had its ups and downs this year, pretty much like every other AFC team, particularly those who are the traditional contenders. And they come out of that game against Buffalo, and every single person in this town was thinking one thing: they are about to get dog walked in Baltimore, just like they did in the playoffs last year. It's going to be Lamar Jackson using his legs, Lamar Jackson using his arm. It's going to be Derrick Henry looking like an absolute freight train running through the middle of their defense. That's what everybody thought was going to happen in Baltimore, because this team looked lost. It looked like it quit. It looked unmotivated. It looked lost in every facet of the game. In every area, it just looked like a team unable to go win in a hostile environment of all places, in a key divisional game of all things. It just didn't look like they had a hope. They didn't have a shot. They didn't have a prayer going to Baltimore. And just when everybody is out, you know the rest. They pull you back in, and they find a way to win in Baltimore. It almost makes this, in my opinion, it's almost a bummer that they won the way that they did. I know there was a lot of talk on this station, and it's great to be back with you. I haven't been on, and Joel and I were discussing several weeks. It's great to be back, but I've been listening to the rhetoric on here of, don't you just want the Steelers to lose this week? Don't you just kind of want them to be, I don't know, put out of their misery, I guess, finally? Could we finally get the knockout blow of Mike Tomlin's tenure here in Pittsburgh? I heard a lot of that. And I got to tell you, I understood where it was coming from. Look, I'll start this up front in case you're unfamiliar with me and what I'm about. I think Mike Tomlin's a really good football coach. I think Mike Tomlin has been a really, really, really good football coach in the NFL for the last two decades. I think Mike Tomlin's certainly on path to being a Hall of Famer. I say that up front. I respect what he's about. I respect what he's brought to Pittsburgh, the consistency, all that. It's It's been really, really good. But it hasn't been great. It has lacked greatness in it. Now, some will say that consistency is greatness. That if you are consistent the way that the Steelers are consistent, that should be a mark of greatness. I think it's a mark of really good. There's been times where Mike Tomlin has performed less with more, and there's been a lot of times where he's performed, I think, more with less. Who's to blame for that? Well, we can go down that road and argue that we're blue in the face, but ultimately, Mike Tomlin, I think, is a good football coach. I just don't think that his time in Pittsburgh really needs to be extended. So I understood where that was coming from. You go 8 years without a playoff win, and really without looking all that competitive in a playoff game, and I think there needs to be ramifications because of that. I think there needs to be consequences, and the Steelers have done certain things to try to change, to be different, different quarterbacks, a carousel of them, and yet the results have been the same for 8 years now. I happen to think that we're looking at a ninth year of the results being the same because, look, as encouraging, I suppose, as it was, the Steelers walking into Baltimore, and yes, you get a little nostalgia from it. It was nice to see the Steelers walk into Baltimore, look the Ravens in the face, and go with them toe for toe, and really look like the better team for two quarters and about 12 minutes. They looked like, hands down, the better team. They looked more prepared. They looked ready. They looked fresh. They looked in control. It was nice to see that. I hearkened back to the Troy Polamalu strip sack of Joe Flacco and Ben Roethlisberger ripping away from Terrell Suggs and Ben's bloody broken nose. Antonio Brown stretching a football over the goal line and Santonio Holmes breaking the plane on a lunging grab. Like I went back to those days where there was so much more optimism around Mike Tomlin and around the Pittsburgh Steelers as a whole. It was nice to see that from this team. But then you start thinking, like, this team's still 7-6. This team's still not a contender. And they went and won in Baltimore, I think mostly because, well, there's a couple of reasons. A, Baltimore is struggling, if you didn't notice. Lamar Jackson ain't Lamar Jackson right now. They are a relatively banged-up group, it seems. And they had some issues. They had some key drops. They had some blown assignments that you just don't see. I mean, the Jaylen Warren touchdown alone, what on earth were they doing defensively on that? And look, that's all part of football. That's part of the game. The Steelers have had those problems of their own. So I'm not saying that the Steelers necessarily were handed a football game. But it's not like they won this all that convincingly. And it's not like I come out of this game against Baltimore thinking that this is now a team that's ready to plant its feet in the ground and drive forward on what will be an extended run deep into the playoffs. I just don't see it. It wouldn't stun me if they come out against Miami and lose. Because that's what this team is right now. They are consistently inconsistent. There's no rhyme or reason to what they do. There's no rhyme or reason to who they are. I can't figure out what type of team they want to be. This past week, they stretched the field. They got DK Metcalf going down the field, but they didn't run for a damn thing. They ran for 34 yards in the football game. That's their lowest total in 5 years. And they almost lost the game because they couldn't run the football. They almost lost the game when they were up 27-16 with 3:30 left in the third quarter, and they get outgained 210-3 the rest of the way. All of the dominance that they had up to that point, suddenly they started to choke. And they benefited because, well, Baltimore just stinks right now. You tip the cap to them because they went to Baltimore, tough place to play, still not, I don't think, an easy opponent to play. And they won the game. Okay, kudos to them. You tip your cap to what happened. However, I don't look at this and think anything more of the Pittsburgh Steelers than I did a week ago at this time. I don't know that I look at this team and say, huh, well, now This can be a team that gets on a run. You know, if they start to stretch the field more, if they get, you know, those key stops, if they continue doing some of the things that they've done well, like red zone offense and red zone defense, getting some takeaways, this can be a team that can maybe win in the playoffs. I don't feel that way. Now, a large part of that is who they might have to play in the playoffs. Even if they do win the division and have a home game, they're still looking at the potential of a matchup against, you know, LA or Buffalo. I don't like them in either of those games, even at home. But this team is so fabulously, mind-bogglingly inconsistent that I can't put any trust or any faith in the direction that they're heading. They got four games left here. I don't think that they're particularly easy games because I don't think any game for the Steelers right now is an easy game. I could see them going 3-1 here. I could see them going 1-3 here. I could see them walking into that final game of the season at Acrisure Stadium against Baltimore and the division already being secured and they're able to rest their guys heading into that game. I could also see them walking into that game having to win in order to get into the playoffs. I think both things are very, very possible right now. All of this said, as frustrating as the inconsistencies are and the lack of immediate and long-term direction, as frustrating as all of that is, it's not like the Steelers are alone in this, right? Look around the NFL. The Chiefs need a lot of help. The Chiefs, of all teams, need a lot of help just to get into the playoffs. They're going to need to not necessarily pull a rabbit out of a hat, but they're going to need to really have something happen for them, and they're going to have to do a lot on their own to get into the playoffs now. Buffalo, traditionally strong. They've had their ups and downs, and you just saw what the third AFC team, and you know what I'm talking about, the teams, the real teams in the AFC, Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore, the big three coming into the year, the three teams that everybody thought had a chance to go to the Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl. Those three teams, none of them have looked all that amazing to this point. None of them have looked like a capable outfit from top to bottom by any means. I think Buffalo's the most dangerous team right now because they have the best quarterback right now. I would put them as being more dangerous than Denver, than New England, etc., because they have Josh Allen and those two teams don't. No offense to Bo Nix or Drake May. I think they're both talented quarterbacks and they've got really good teams and good coaches, both of them. In the playoffs, you need that great quarterback. The Bills have that great quarterback. Those two teams have two young guys that look very, very promising, but they got a ways to go. I just don't see this Steelers team matching up well, really, with anybody in a first-round playoff game. And I don't see them winning a playoff game this year. Even though they are coming off their most impressive win, I think, of the season, given the stakes, given how the temperament had so badly turned against them, I do think, and they've won some good games this year. I mean, they beat New England in New England. They beat Indianapolis when they were really cooking this year. They've beat some good teams this season, but this felt like probably their most important win and their most impressive. But it didn't sway me in my belief in this organization right now, or my lack thereof. It didn't make me think that they are something special, that they could get something going. And that's a bummer because, again, you walk down that nostalgia lane. Those games 10, 15 years ago, when the Steelers walked into Baltimore and they got the strip sack from Polamalu of Flacco and Ben fended off Terrell Suggs and A.B. in that, Christmas Eve game, I believe, stretching the ball over the goal line at Heinz Field and Santonio Holmes breaking the plane with a diving catch. Those games, you felt like they win that game, they might win the Super Bowl. And as cool as it was in a brief moment in time to see something like that happen where they go to Baltimore and they win a game against their bitter rival on the road and they deliver a haymaker to their season, it still doesn't feel the same coming out of it because of the lack of consistency that this team shows on a week-in and week-out basis and the drastic roller coaster peaks and valleys of swings that they have every single week under Mike Tomlin. That's what's frustrating about the Steelers right now. Even coming out of a win, where has this been all year? Why would you not get more aggressive offensively when your backs were against the wall a couple of weeks earlier? That's the frustrating part with these Steelers. Let's get your calls. 412-928-9370. We'll start with our pal Troy on Mount Washington. What's up, Troy?
Josh, man, good to hear you back on, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Just a bunch of things to go through kind of from what you just said there. First, you mentioned a lot of the good teams that they beat this year, but I think there's just a lot of things we're not really taking into accountability because of Steeler fans, what we expect from our team year in and year out. If you look at the teams that we lost to, there's a common thread between four or five of those teams. They're locks to go to the playoffs. They're a lot better than what preseason rankings thought these teams would be. And you have to look at some of the teams that we lost to and just say, wow, those are actually really good football teams. Not only are they really good football teams, but we have Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf. When we brought them on, everyone's like, we're going all in. This is what we're doing. You know, we're going for it this year. But they're not taking into consideration that it's the first time Aaron's there and it's the first time DK's there.
Yeah.
And if you're viewing any other team with a brand-new quarterback and a brand-new receiver, any other team gets that leeway of they're learning together. They're learning on the job. But the Steelers don't get the learning on the job. And it's because of Tomlin. I agree with you with most of the things you said. I'm not a Tomlin defender, but because it's Tomlin, we don't even talk about those things and how he's balancing that as a team with a brand new system, pretty much brand new quarterback. You know, this is the first time in a while that he actually felt comfortable giving it to a guy. He believes in Ben.
I agree. I agree with you a bit on that, Troy. I would say though, I think it's tough to draw like a straight line through all of that. I mean, New England had a second-year quarterback coming back. They are obviously having a really good year. The Colts, Daniel Jones, that's a new quarterback and a new structure, a new system, and they were really, really good early in the year when the Steelers did beat them, but they were off to a great start. So I get what you're saying, but you're also talking about, you know, a multi-time former MVP and a well-established all-pro caliber, Pro Bowl caliber wide receiver. And we're now talking, I mean, the Buffalo game, it's November 30th. I mean, if it hasn't started to click by November 30th, I don't think you get the benefit of the doubt anymore once you're that late in the season. At that point, that has to get going.
I think that's going back into my point of me, you said the Buffalo game. If I had to get, and I think you just said it before I came on, if I had to give you a team to get to the playoffs and win it all from the AFC, aren't you choosing the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, so what we're saying is these teams that they lost to, they're not getting it together. One positive I will see, because of the teams that they've played and the caliber of the teams that they've played, when they get to the playoffs, and I'm thinking they're going to win the division and get to the playoffs, the team that they'll see, they will have seen them twice. I believe that they're going to run into a team like the Bills, or they're going to run into a team like the Chargers,
yep.
And it's not going to be their first time seeing them. And, you know, that's where you can make adjustments, and that's where normally the Steelers make their way. I don't give a lot of credence to the Ravens win in the time, and I know a lot was on the line, and the Fire Tomlin chants were out, but that's a bad football team. If you watch that football team all year, you know that's a bad football team. So I look at the losses that they had, the quality opponents that they lost to. I mean, you really have to look at it. Those teams are really good this year. And I look at the schedule going forward. It's the second easiest in the NFL. You need to get at least 2 of 4, but you're probably going to get 3 of 4 coming up here.
We'll see about that. And Troy, appreciate the call. Thank you. We'll see about the easiest schedule going forward. I mean, I don't. Miami, if you would have asked me a month ago, I would say that's even for a struggling Steelers team, that's a win on Monday Night Football. Now, I'm not so sure. Miami's playing a heck of a lot better. They got a great run game. The Steelers have given up, you know, multiple games now in a row of 200-yard rushers. I don't necessarily think that this game coming up is easy for them. Then you got to go on the road, you know, to what's Detroit and Cleveland still. I mean, Detroit, I know they've struggled. They've had their ups and downs, but Detroit's still Detroit. And Cleveland, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to see with Shedeur Sanders there. I don't think that they're a good football team, but it's not like the Steelers have gone up there and pounced all over bad Browns teams in the past. I mean, they've had plenty of struggles in Cleveland over the years in various situations, various seasons where they just have not looked right up there. I do understand what Troy's saying with seeing a team twice and the benefits of that when you get to the playoffs. That's true. It's a chance to adjust. It's a chance to get different. But it's also a chance for the other team to adjust as well. I mean, you don't think Buffalo's going to change some things that they did? You don't think that the Chargers would change some things that they did? Also, if you go back last year, the Steelers played the Ravens three times. And how did that work out the third time for them? I mean, they looked worse in that game than, you know, I know they lost, well, they got kind of blown out earlier in the year. But they played tight with them the first time, then they got blown out the second time, then they got blown out the third time last year. The second time last year against Cincinnati, they lost after winning the first meeting. So I don't put a whole lot into that second meeting. It is a chance to adjust, but we're also going off the premise there that this is a well-coached football team that's able to make those adjustments. And I just don't know if that's necessarily the case right now. I don't know if this is that caliber of team that the second time around, whereas maybe in the past, like say, I don't know, the year that they, you know, won Super Bowl 40 and they saw the Colts in the regular season, the Colts beat them pretty good. They made their adjustments the second time around, the Steelers win. I don't think that this is that kind of team. And I don't think that this is that type of coach player, coach team connection right now that's able to do that. Let's grab one more call before the break, and then we'll get some more on the other side. Let's go to Dave on the road next on The Fan. What's up, Dave?
Hey, not too much, Josh. Thanks for taking the phone call. The Steelers were a little bit more impressive. They were a little bit more aggressive this time out against Baltimore,
yeah,
which was a little bit surprising. But I'm going back to like the last three plays that they played against Baltimore. They went back to their conservative way, and they just got stopped all three times.
Yeah.
And they did that how many times last year? Four times last year against three games in 11 days that they had against Kansas City, Philadelphia, and Baltimore, and one other game against Cincinnati. And they got, that's when they had all those losing streaks. All of them went conservative. And even when you had 2 minutes left and you were down by 4 points, he punted the ball away. I don't know what's going through Tomlin's head, but you need to pass and try to get a first down. It doesn't matter if you're on your 27-yard line. You got to get a first down. The defense cannot hold anybody. This defense is 28th in the league. It's terrible.
Well, in their defense, Dave, and thanks for the call, in their defense, they did hold them. So, I don't know. I don't necessarily agree with they should have gone for it. I think they were, inside of their own 30. I don't think they should have gone for it on fourth down there or done anything too crazy. But, yeah, I did not like the conservative play calling down the stretch in the game. I thought that it really – they had a chance, I thought, to deliver an absolute knockout blow a couple of times down the stretch in this game. And what did they do? They got timid and they got conservative, and it almost cost them the game. And can you imagine the conversation that we are having right here on this show tonight if the Steelers – entering the fourth quarter with an 11-point lead at Baltimore, get conservative, get outgained 210-3 down the stretch, and the Ravens hit on that end zone pass, and they win the football game, and they're in control of the division, and the Steelers are sub-500 right now heading into the last 4 weeks of the season. It would be, you think this is bad now, what I'm saying. Imagine if that was the case. I mean, it would be calamity here. So they won the game. They did win the game. But I've said this time and time again, the way you win does matter. There is this, I think, somewhat short-sighted view of, well, they won the game, what does it matter? And yes, ultimately, you want to win as many games as possible. And if this is the Super Bowl or it's an AFC championship game, I don't really care about the style points and the way that they win. But right now, it does matter. It matters how you operate in key moments of games. And if you don't operate well in key moments, are you learning from them? Are you finding different ways to make sure that it doesn't happen again? And to me, it feels like this team does not learn from those moments. They get into a shell. They get conservative when they have leads. This has been a common thread under Mike Tomlin for a long time now, and it's cost them a couple of times in the past, and it nearly cost them in this game. 412-928-9370. Greg, Johnny, I know we have you guys on the line. We got to get to a break, though. I'll get you on the other side. I promise you that. Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. 412-928-9370. That's the number if you want to reach me. I'm Josh Roundtree. This is Sports Radio on 93.7 The Fan.